CliffCentral.com. It is time for us to sow the seeds, because spring is coming and Robin's going to help us figure that out. Now, I know there are probably some people who are not all that interested in gardening, but I can tell you something. There is very little in the world that's as much of a joy than to see something that you've put your heart and soul into growing and living and actually making a contribution. You can eat some of these things. You can look at them. Some of them are just beautiful, beautiful additions to a garden which needs love and attention and care, and which shows that you have self-respect and dignity. And maybe a little bit of planting here and there and sowing a few seeds will make all the difference between you having a beautiful summer and a boring one.
It's kind of like mature person's PlayStation, really.
Yeah,
when you get, when you get into actually planting and doing the things and researching the stuff, it is.
So Robin Scher is here from Lifestyle Home and Garden. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks. How are you, Gareth?
Good. You're becoming a regular feature of my Fridays, and it makes me happy, not just because the weekend's here, but because you give us some useful tips. So we're talking about sowing today. So seeds can be bought. You guys sell a whole range of seeds. I'm used to only buying seeds for veggies and things, but you can buy them for flowers. You can buy them for larger, you know, deciduous plants. You can get them for herbs. You can get them for pretty much anything, right?
Yes, that's right. So you can get a huge range of herbs and veggies, obviously seasonally relevant, and also flowers. And there are a lot of people who love to create a garden from seed because you get to really get immersed in the whole process and that whole growth, all the phases. You are experiencing everything and you are personally growing the plant from nothing into like a fully grown plant that you can eat or pick the flowers. And so it's really something we encourage people to do, even experienced gardeners, but mostly new gardeners who are just trying to get into that whole thing and understand the process of growing your own plants.
You know what it is? It's about getting in touch with your like ancestors. I'm telling you, this was the greatest joy they ever had, because
your simplistic
learning
way of
to
being.
Domesticate plants.
When this first happened, it must be mind blowing.
I mean, when humans discovered this, this is what the genesis of all agriculture, of cities, of people living in collective groups was all about. This is really very powerful from an anthropological point of view. To see those little green things come out of the ground must have been miraculous to them.
Yeah, I'm sure it was incredible.
It's still miraculous to us.
Yes, and especially for new gardeners who, you know, haven't really got into the whole gardening thing. You feel like you don't know what you're doing when you're gardening. Uh-huh. Try sowing some seeds. And we obviously have some tips and a guide on understanding the packet and what all the information is and exactly how to do it. But this is really how you can see your work come to fruition, which is amazing, because you will watch the seed. It will look like nothing in the beginning with soil, and slowly you'll see the first little shoot come up and you'll watch it grow from a seedling into a fully grown plant.
Right.
Where after you can obviously pick it, which will just be amazing and the best experience for someone trying to get into gardening.
Now, what I like about this too is that you've got all of this written down. So if you miss any of the stuff in the podcast, you can always go and check it out on Lifestyle Home and Garden's website.
Yes.
And you'll find all the information right there. It's very, very easy to find. And there's also a link on cliffcentral.com to all of that for you too. But let's go through some of the things you need to know, because you can't just throw a handful of stuff onto the ground and expect it to work, right? I mean, it might.
So you can, and it probably would work. But there are a few things that you should concentrate on. And it's actually very easy, because the seed packet itself will generally tell you exactly what needs to be done. What we've done is we've just identified the symbols that are shown on the seed packet, and we've just explained them in layman's terms so that people can understand exactly how to use the seed packet as a guide.
All right, so what are the symbols?
So you look on the front of the packet, you'll always see the name, the brand, you'll always see the type of plant and the variety. So if it's cabbage, it could be cabbage Brunswick, for example. Or, you know, pansies, then there are different types. Or
of
sweet
course
peas,
I know.
There's trailing.
Yeah. Of course, yeah, of course I know this stuff, yeah.
You do, Gareth, you're very well informed. And so it will tell you exactly the cultivar of the plant and the variety that you're buying. So you can choose exactly what you want to plant.
Okay.
We always recommend looking for things that you like to cook with or eat yourself, so that you can really experience the whole process and it'll be something that you will enjoy at the end. So choose something you like to eat. And then look for that specific variety or the different varieties in that range. If you love tomatoes, you can find about 10 different varieties of tomatoes. Choose the one that most appeals to you and take the packet. On the back, that is where you get all the information about how to sow the seed, what are the best conditions, where to sow it, and exactly, you know, the specifications of how that seed will be successful.
So in other words, how much sun, how much water...
Exactly.
What kind of soil?
Yeah, so it tells you where to sow it. Some seeds perform better if you sow them in seed trays first.
Okay.
Let them grow to little seedlings in a seed tray in a small, obviously ideal conditions. Yes. Yeah, so then, yeah, you can then, once they have grown to seedlings, you can transplant them into your garden at a certain point in time. The seed packet will also tell you that, the time frames. How long will it take from the seed to germinate into a little seedling? How long from the seedling till it will flower? And also how long until you can actually cut the herb or veggie and eat it from when you sowed it?
You've got to be patient for these things. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yes. that's the whole joy of seed sowing, is that you get to watch the whole experience, and you have to be patient, and you know, you go through that whole process and take the time. The other thing that the seed packet will show you is when to actually sow the seed. So a lot of, especially herbs and veggies, they are seasonally relevant. So you can't always sow tomato seeds. You can't always sow watermelon seeds. So you have to decide which season you want to reap the benefits of the seed, and then you'll find those seasonally relevant seeds available at that time. So now that it's spring, almost everything, you can sow almost every herb and veggie at this time.
Oh, you got a seed packet right there, or is that like a guide?
So this is a little guide, and it also tells you what is available in which month of the year. And because we are in August and going into September, there are about almost every variety of vegetable and herb available. Beetroot, beans, cabbage, carrot, cucumber, kale, leeks, lettuce, whatever you want to plant now. Now would be a great time to sow seeds, because you'll almost be able to find everything that you like. And obviously spring is the best time to be in the garden, because it's getting warm and you want to be outdoors.
Very nice. That sounds excellent. Are there any things that are very complicated to grow from seeds? Are there things that need very, very careful attention? I mean, I know people who grow like Avo pips. They put toothpicks in them and drop them in a glass of water, and Avo actually makes roots. And then I don't know if those trees are ever successful, because it takes a long time to grow an Avo tree.
Yes, Avo tree takes very long.
And they grow in very specific climates, and they're easily hit by frost and blah, blah, blah. But seeds that we buy in packets, which do you like growing, because they're really easy, and which are the most difficult?
So most seeds that you can buy in packets at retail stores are actually very easy to grow, because it will show you how to grow it and exactly what conditions you need to have success with that on the packet. What is more difficult is if you are growing seeds that you've harvested yourself. So if you have a fruit or vegetable that you want to try and grow, it's way more difficult to have success with that, because you will need to create real ideal conditions. You'll have to enhance a lot of the other elements in order to grow that, because it's not something that has been made for sowing for customers. But we also recommend that to some people, and it can work very well. If you keep your seeds in the fridge, it actually helps to maintain them until you want to sow them into the ground. But we give a lot of advice about the different varieties at our inside information desk, so you can always phone in and ask, because it does depend on which fruit or vegetable it is, how difficult.
Do you mind, because you guys are so useful when it comes to like the information, you make it so easy for people to ask questions and to interact with you. You've got a website, you've got your Facebook, you've got, you know, all that stuff going as well. But then I'd imagine you get some really stupid questions. I know that you're nice people, so you don't treat people like idiots, but
you're very patient when answering.
What stupid questions have you been asked about seeds?
Well, personally, I actually haven't been asked any stupid questions about seeds.
That's because you're nice, and I couldn't ask a stupid question, but I bet you some other people have.
I'm sure there are some people, and I'm sure if you had to ask our info ladies, there might be some that are possibly a little more irritating than others. But obviously, we want to get everyone into gardening, people who literally know nothing. So we don't believe there are stupid questions. You must ask the questions, because that's how you get into it, and that's how you learn. So don't think you have a stupid question. Rather come and ask it, or maybe message us on Facebook or just phone in. Yeah, we'll answer anything.
For people like Sia and I who are impatient beyond belief, you can buy the seedlings in trays and then you just plant them in, yes, and they're already there.
So for those people who prefer instant gratification, there will always be seedlings.
Or something easier.
Yes. So we've made the seed sowing guide for those people who feel like experiencing the whole process. But if you are more about instant gratification and you don't really feel like waiting that long, we will have always seedlings available, different herbs and veggies. We even have packs that are like pizza herbs or salad herbs, and you can buy all herbs for a salad in one bowl. You can literally use that on your windowsill. So there's definitely that for those people who don't want to get their hands dirty, but we still encourage you to. So start by planting a seedling if that's better, and then go into the sowing seeds after.
Well, we've got a whole veggie garden growing outside here, and Jane is tending to that regularly, and Ben picks some of the stuff. How's your home garden going?
It's not going as well as did previously. It kind of hit the skids a bit, but I'm replanting now.
Did everything die?
Yeah, the soil got a bit, and I got a good return on my harvest. I did, because I was eating all the time, and then it just, it was also a week. Maybe I didn't water that well.
Oh, no, Ben.
But you need to be vigilant. This is the whole thing.
Yes, you do.
You need to care for it like it's a part of your living home.
And do you normally plant seedlings, or have you tried to sow seeds before?
I just get the stuff literally out of the packet, hoe it in there, put the soil around.
Wow. Water. Okay. But that's a very good start.
Allow for sun to do its
thing.
She's
trying not to be judgmental. I can see
I'm just amazed how easy it was and what I got out of it. And that means I'll keep doing it because I know the process was simple.
Yes, exactly. And that's why we encourage people, even if you start with seedlings and you don't do much gardening with it, you just plant it, put the soil and water, start with that because the benefits are so amazing. You'll just want to do more.
And learn more, yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Robin. Next week, we'll be talking about planting plants and seedlings into pots and containers and how to transplant these things, because a lot of people are confused by how to do that. And often you'll buy something from Lifestyle and then you'll take it home. And because you're, not the best at transplanting it to another pot or putting it in the soil in your garden, you can screw it up and kill the damn thing. So we're going to find out how to do that. And you will learn more about getting your hands dirty, how to build up your garden. You can also go to Lifestyle's blog. For more information, you can go to cliffcentral.com and find all the links to that. Robin Scher, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Always nice to see you. Have a happy weekend.
Thank you. You too.
And go along and visit Lifestyle Home Garden. There's so much to do there. So many things to see. Cliffcentral.com.